Hallelujah. Some people came here to be baptized today. How many of you? Okay. Every Tuesday. Tuesday is our water ministration. Water baptism and water ministration. My prayers, I was praying this morning concerning this program. I pray that anyone that enter that baptismal pool, any problem that follow you there, that problem will not follow you out. And I know God will honor that faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because take note that your deliverance can never be permanent until your sins are remitted. And God's provision for the remission of your sin is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And it is through that blood of Jesus Christ, demonstrated by that water baptism, that whatever the accuser of the brethren accuses us of, that is what the process by which it is removed. The power that the enemy has over us was taken from him on the cross of Calvary. That is how important water baptism is. If you have not been baptized and you are going to church, you are only going to church, heaven does not know you. I'm telling you that nobody can bypass the cross of Jesus Christ and receive freedom. If the Son of Man shall make you set you free, you shall be free indeed. And he set us free on the cross of Calvary, when he declared it is finished. That is what that water baptism is all about. And we came here for healing and for deliverance today and to pray. Amen. And we try to show you the correct way, step by step, God's provided way of a lasting solution. Stay pure, stay clean. Stay pure, stay clean. Make sure the devil has nothing against you. The accuser of the brethren is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And that blood has washed our sins away and is supposed to wash the nature of sin too away from you. God cannot fight a battle for you when he is fighting with you. I've always repeated that statement. God cannot fight for you when he is fighting with you. You cannot live a life of sin and expect God to back you up in your battle. That is the secret for a lasting solution. And we say it here, we don't say it very well, like the theologians say it, but we say it very wrong. Please, don't look at how we are saying it, but look at what we are saying. Does it make sense? If it makes sense, then do what we tell you to do. Don't get angry, because I tell you that if you are sleeping with a man that has not married you, you are a prostitute, then you vex. You know, because I talk like that. But is it not true? It's true now. Since it is true, then you repent. Not to vex. Say, you go to church and they talk anyhow. Then they talk anyhow. We go talk anyhow. It should change. A woman that sleeps with a man that is your boyfriend, your man friend, he not marry you. Who are you? No, but the thing where they give you, make you the open leg for her. What is the difference between you and a prostitute? You are a prostitute. If you are not, then close your leg for them. That's the truth. So it's not how we say it, but what we are saying, is it true? No. Then how can you? You are in that man's house. You park for your papa house, go stay with your boyfriend. Then every night, they stand up, they do Navigi. Power must change hand. There's one strong man for my compound. We say, I'm not going to make him. You know, the grill of smoke we marry. Then every night, they do VG. Your boyfriend don't drunk. They sleep for one side. You, the Holy Ghost of fire. Holy Ghost of fire. In my village, fire. In my village, fire. To which God? Unless you pack out of that house, that man not going to marry you. Then they are the bomb picking for them. That's why they useless. You not talk to you anyhow. You have no value. Anyway, I'm just telling you now. There are different churches. So there are some churches where if you go there, that you go get testimony. Then they like that. Even the pastor get girlfriend for church, and anointing they flow. Hey, go to that kind of church. Then plenty for Lagos here. Yeah, plenty, plenty everywhere. If you come here, it is a different place. So, hey. If they do 419, you can't carry that offering. Come put power offering box for this church. Just watch. That week, police go catch you. That is true. But that's the fact now. You say, this man, how they talk like that? How you want to make I talk up? You are coming to insult God. You are insulting God. You got to do cocaine business, finish, say, I'm bringing tithe. Say, God, help me to succeed. Take tithe. Even government, they hunt for you. Now, angels no go hunt for you. It's wrong. Very, very wrong. Leave your wife for house. Get girlfriend for outside. Then you suddenly, the money where you go give your wife, you go carry and they give girlfriend for outside. Small time, nothing they work again. Pastor, I don't know, my business just crumbles. Yeah. I know there is one snake where they see every day for my sleep. Anything but 31 come in the collector. You know, no son, that girlfriend where you keep in the snake. Then you are coming for deliverance. We deliver, you are deceiving yourself. You know the cause of your problem. Why will you have a wife at home and go and get another girl outside? Waiting that girl get where your wife will not get. Waiting they find with her where your wife will not get. There is something wrong with you. Now, of course, they follow you. There is no womanizer that prospers. Women are talking. There are women too that have boyfriend outside. You get a husband, go look for another man for outside because of money. That's what I said, there's no peace in my house. All my in-laws they're against me. All my neighbors they're against me. You know now. You know now. The Bible says if a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh him to be at peace, even with. So if everybody hates you, it means your way is not pleasing before God. All your neighbors, they hate you. For your office, they hate you. For your group in the church, they hate you. Nothing, everywhere. Even if you sleep, then they pursue you. For sleep. It's because your way is not right with God. Because we want you to go and testify. How can you stay from morning to this hour on a weekday and go and remain the same? It's not possible. And I know the presence of God is here. I am certain, I am sure. And this is a restoration ministry. Whatever the enemy has destroyed in your life, if you reach here, there must be restoration. There must be restoration. Can we stand up? There must be restoration. Restoration, restoration. Don't tell me, say, from now on, I'm not going to sleep with her again. We go only kiss, we go to kiss. That's nothing like that. You're a fornicator. Kiss who? Praise God. You're not to touch till you pay her dowry. You're not to touch. And if there's anybody here, you marry on credit, go and pay. And some men, they are married on credit. She don't get 3 children for you up to now. You never go do anything for her village. Every time, don't worry, the papa know. The papa say, when I said to make I come. The papa say, when I said to make I come. All of them, they know. All of them, they know. The papa, now your papa designed the culture, the tradition. Now your papa be the custodian of the tradition. We tradition on earth allows marriage on credit. And you don't know that Satan will use it against you. Use it against you. Okay, watch it. All of you, watch it, all of you, we go Carry person daughter, keep the caller your wife, caller your wife. Watch, all of them are struggling financially. I'm telling you, everyone I have known, they are struggling financially. And you will continue to struggle until you go pay. A human being is not property in the market you go and buy. It's not property. It's very common, though, in this modern time. I love you. Come and park, come stay. Don't worry, when I get money, I will go to your village. Or your neighbor. He said, now my wife with this. They don't know now. Now my wife with this. Can't you see that when you brought her, you were in room and parlor. After the first picking, you could not pay your rent again. After the second picking, you can't give out one room, remain one room. I'm talking to somebody. Now, to feed them, he had. It will continue. See, come, if what I am saying is the truth, heaven will back it up. If you are the one, come and meet me. Come and meet me. Let me settle that with you. If you don't have money, I will tell you how you get the money to go and pay. And come and see if your life doesn't change after you pay. Then call me a false preacher. On this line, the person is on this line. Now I'm talking to somebody. Let him flash now. The person is on this line. Come out. Come. There's nothing to be shameful over it. A lot of things we do, we don't know the implication, but there is a day you repent. Come. I'm counting three. If you don't come, don't meet me again after today. One, two, three. Chicken now. The person is here. Okay now. I don't face me now. I don't count three before now.
Line.
Eh?
I didn't see the line. So I was trying to know if you are talking to my own line.
You wanted to know that now your line?
Yes.
So now your line now?
Yes.
Oh, you think I'm guessing?
No, sir.
I'm not a learning prophet. From two room to one room.
No, sir.
Which accommodation are you living now?
In one room.
You're living in one room?
Yes, but I'm living with a woman.
Before uncle. I saw it in a one room. When we leave here now, come to my office and see me, okay? God, your deliverance has come. Your deliverance has come. You just came here today?
No, this is making almost a month now.
You have been coming here?
Yes, sir.
God will settle you now. I saw now, I'm talking now, the light flashed there now. That's why I knew you were, the person is on this road. God wants to deliver you. Today is your day of deliverance.